Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
K&C Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. So, I got the opportunity to talk to Rocket Ismail at an autograph signing at the card show, and he was so hyped up and, like, interacting with people. It was amazing. I wanted to get the complete backstory about the 1991 NFL draft, because as a kid, I did not understand how the Cowboys had the number one pick and were not going to take the guy that I had seen do all of the amazing things in college football. So this is our discussion with Rocket Ismail, where he, like, walks us through the negotiations at the time are freaking wild. So let's take it to
right here with former Dallas Cowboy Rocket Ismail. We'll get to the 1991 draft because I have questions that little Kevin needs answered. Okay. But in the meantime, your enthusiasm level, we're meeting people, signing autographs. Your enthusiasm level is off the chart. Walk us through that.
Okay, so I remember about 2 years, 3 years after I retired.
Okay.
I'm in full dad mode, loving being a bus driver for my family, coach or assistant coach, if you will, like all of that stuff. And then I remember just noticing that, man, I'm starting to get a little good. The things that I used to pride myself on, being in shape, being able to, if somebody wanted to race me, I just drop, all right, let's race. Like, all those things were slowly disappearing. So I was feeling bad about myself, low key.
Right.
So I had in the children's toy room,
okay,
I had a box, like, you know, the mail carrying box, and a little plastic box. It probably had, and there's no exaggeration, it probably had about maybe 500 pieces of mail from over the years, though. Not just that one day, but just over the years. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna get to it, and just never did. I just let it open up one day. And man, after reading, like, some people would tell you, hey man, when I was a little guy, this was important, and you were important, and this is, and it started making me feel good just reading all that stuff. And then I was like, okay, let's start doing a show every once in a while, this autograph show or something like that. And then you meet the people in person and you hear their stories. And it was so encouraging. It just blessed me. So it's like, I reflect that.
Okay, yeah.
That's what you're seeing. The reflection of that is like, what I'm getting is going back out.
I love it. So we were just talking before this a little bit. Back to 1991, I was telling you, I wasn't old enough to understand the business of the NFL.
Right.
All I knew is that the Dallas Cowboys had the number one pick.
Okay.
And the most incredible player that could possibly come down the pipe, the most incredible player coming into the draft was you.
Okay.
So we were going to draft you.
Okay.
In my brain. Walk us through why they didn't draft you, how you ended up in the CFL.
Okay.
Because we're the home of the Cowboys. People want to know.
Totally get it. I remember in my dorm, I was in Grace Hall, and I remember getting a phone call from my then agent after class one day, and they were like, hey, we got the NFL. They said, here's the rules that you're going to have to abide by going into the draft. Because you can potentially be the first pick of the draft, you have to sign a contract before the draft. And the reason why they implemented that rule is because of a guy named John Elway,
yeah,
who at the time...
I'll go play baseball. Yeah.
He was like,
yeah.
I'm not going to the Baltimore Colts.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
Okay.
So the NFL was embarrassed. They were like, that'll never happen again.
Wow.
So now I'm on the phone, and we're negotiating with all of the potential... I remember talking to the Patriots, the Falcons... the Browns, and the Cowboys. And it was one other team, I forget who it was. Maybe it was Cincinnati, I'm not sure. However, I remember after talking to them, everybody offered the same contract, 5 years, the $1.5 million, $400,000 signing bonus, and then the rest of it will be prorated over the 5 years. So I was like, man, I thought this was a negotiation. This was just like, hey, no, this ain't no negotiation.
So
this
they're
is,
colluding up this, in here.
Man,
on
that's,
it, yeah.
That's, it is what it is. I finally actually lived what that collusion meant as opposed to hearing about it all my life. So.
Is it the Argonauts that came in?
Bruh. It wasn't even, it was just the CFL.
Okay.
I get a call from my attorney, John Edwards, never forget it. He's like, hey man, I just got an interesting call. And I was like, what's happening? He said, there's a guy named Bruce McNall out of Los Angeles. And I was like, Bruce McNall, he's like, hey, he's the owner of the Los Angeles Kings. He was responsible for bringing Gretzky to Los Angeles. He also had a movie production company, he had a pretty popular movie, I forget the name of it offhand, back in the day.
Yeah.
He had a collectibles company, and he was big in horse racing and just other rich people stuff.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he's like, hey man, he wants to talk to us. Long story short, flies us out to LA in his office. He's like, so here's the deal. Wanna buy the CFL, a team called the Toronto Argonauts in one of their major markets.
Are you proud of me for remembering the team?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. Totally impressed. Off the top. So, he tells me, hey, want to buy the team, and we want you to be our marquee player. And so at the time, it was like amazing as far as all of the, you know, just got finished playing in the Orange Bowl. A play happened. That didn't happen, but it happened. But it was such, it has such an impact because it was like the game of the night, and it was the last game everybody saw. It was like everybody was talking about that game. I ended up going pro. I'm in his office. He says, hey, we'll give you $4 million base salary. And everything he said after that, I didn't hear it. I think in my mind, I'm like, this can't be. Like, did he just say $4 million?
$4 million.
And then, like, the part of my mind that's always in recess, or my brain that's always in recess and in slow motion, like, $4 million. Like, it was just kept playing over and over. And he was like, whoop. So I later found out what he said after that was, we'll give you 10% ownership of the team. And the reason why, check out the politics, check this out. So he's a rich man.
Sure.
In his circle, he knew that amongst the owners in the sports leagues, they were like, hey, the only way we can make money or continue to make more money is to grow. You can't stay stagnant. So they were looking to, I think, I don't know if NFL Europe was in play yet. It may have been.
But it was about to be, yeah.
He said they were looking to expand. So the expansion came up maybe 6-7 years later.
Yeah.
But he was like, the plan is we have a market in Toronto where we can have the rights to a team and perhaps we can convert the Argonauts, yada, yada, yada. So he gave me 10% ownership of the team. I had deals with whatever his... whether it's horse racing, whether it's collectibles, whatever he was doing, he was counting me in.
You got a piece of.
Yes. And it was just like, on paper, I think it was like $28 million, but like off paper, it probably was about 15 more million that could have been, which back in the day, I mean, now it's not, that's guys making that in through two games.
Sure, sure.
But back in the day, that was a big deal. So He said, after everything was said and done, we decided, okay, hey, this makes the most sense. We planned, he said, hey, there's a big show out in Anaheim, and at that show, it'll be the day before the NFL draft. We're going to make the announcement to get a big splash, and then we'll fly up to Toronto in the King's private jet and get the signing done. And then after that announcement, then the rest will be history. And essentially, that was it. One fun fact. I didn't have a driver's license, nor did I have...
Why not?
Because I didn't have a car. I mean, that car's a lot of money. I didn't have any money. So I didn't have a driver's license, didn't have a passport, didn't have a car. I did have a school ID from Notre Dame.
From Notre Dame, yeah.
We go to the passport... Customs. We go to customs. And then we have a group of about 7 people. Everybody's passport, or you could use your driver's license. I'm like, man, I don't have anything. So I'm like the third person from me having to speak to the customs agent. I look behind the customs agent's little cubicle, and I think it's the Daily Sun or something, whatever the newspaper was.
That had y'all's game?
My picture was on the cover.
Awesome.
Like the entire cover. And it was like the rocket has landed or something.
Yeah.
And I looked at it. And I got up to him. He said, whatever he asked for. And I was like, man, I don't have any of that, but that's me right there behind you and your paper.
Awesome.
And all of a sudden, he turns around, picks it up, looks at it, puts it to my face. He's like, oh, welcome to Canada. The rest is history.
Hell yeah.
Let me know.
So the last thing I was really curious, like everything you talked about leading into it from a business perspective made a lot of sense. Looking back at it now, are you like, that was still the right way to go? Or are you like, I wish I would not have done that?
The only thing that if I could change anything, what made that decision something that I dove into was the fact that a teammate's mother after the game had died. And the next day when we got home after the bowl game, it was national news, and I remember I became afraid. And I made the decision to go pro because in my mind I was like, oh man, wait a minute. You know, my father, he died when I was 10.
Tomorrow's not guaranteed.
Man, my mother might die tomorrow.
Okay.
I need to do what men do. Yeah. They provide for their families. That's the only thing I would have changed, because I made that decision out of fear as opposed to, all right, I'm going to be, whether I want to go, I'm going to be the man and I'm not going to be afraid or make the decision because of fear.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I would have changed, like making that decision out of fear. But everything else in the way it turned out, it was perfect.
There is Rocket Ishmael for the person who goes, hold on, is that Rocket Ishmael? Yes, giving us the behind-the-scenes scoop about how he did not end up coming to the Cowboys in 1991, how he ended up in the CFL. Now, sticking in the world of football, because holy smokes, is this story going to get big? I guarantee you that. Rick Dennison is out as the Vikings offensive line coach and run game coordinator. After
what happened? Dalvin Cook was pretty good still,
well,
right?
Here's the thing, Reggie. He's out because he refused to get the vaccine. Otherwise, who cares?
Man.
It's that part that is going to just set off all kinds of debate. Are you surprised? This always seemed inevitable to me, not him specifically, but that somebody was going to lose their job as soon as they set up who has clearance for what if you do not get the vaccine.
That doesn't seem right to me. That wouldn't the coach sue? In this case, now, if he does, I do know this through, like, if you do, you're never going to get a job in NFL football again.
Yeah.
So that's the deal, is when you want to do something like this, if you were saying, well, I would sue, and you probably would have a good chance of winning, that you got fired because you wouldn't take a vaccine.
Yeah.
That if you do this, all the other teams would say, well, we're never hiring this guy again if he sues a team or sues NFL for something like this. So that's the only thing about, do you just move on and feel like, hey, I'll get another job once this is all over, or You know, like I don't want to ruin my career in the NFL. So I just have to take this firing and hope that somebody else hires me, even though I won't take the vaccine.
Now, I mean, I'm not any level of attorney or anything. I mean, there's folks that are speculating that maybe he sees the rest of his contract like paid out, but he will not work there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if that colors usually, any level of
usually
discussion about this.
Coaches of that somewhat low in status don't have a long-term contract.
Like year to year.
Like sure.
He might have like another year on his contract.
But yeah. I mean, at least for those who, I mean, to give a little bit more information as we have this discussion, I guess this isn't information, it's speculation, but yeah.
So from the 210, and this is what I think is going to end up with a lot of these cases, though not all of these cases. And this is the thing about Texas. Texas is a right to work state. People can fire you for just about whatever the hell reason they feel like. From the 210, the Vikings are a private organization. They have every right to put their rules in place. Ha, ha, ha. Now, that is where it gets a little tricky, because while technically, yes, the Minnesota Vikings, I almost said the Dallas Vikings, the Minnesota Vikings are a privately held organization, they are part of a public league that gets special considerations from the government, and that is the part where I think it's going to be a little tricky. I understand that employers of all sorts of ilk have the right to make a lot of different rules, but when you're dealing with a league that gets special provisions from the government, I wonder how tricky some of these things are going to get. I'm not here to tell you that the Vikings are going to have to pay this or that, or this guy's going to make this amount of money. We've said this many times. I feel like a plethora of cases are going to eventually make their way through the court system around this specific vaccine and some of these specific ideals. But what we do know is that for now, and I mean, he couldn't go back. Like, you could say, well, you're not allowed to fire him via a court injunction. How the hell is that going to work? Is he just going to go back to the Vikings? Like, that's not going to happen. One way or another, Rick Dennison is out as the Vikings offensive line coach and run game coordinator because he will not get the COVID vaccine. And this will be the talking point nationally. I guarantee you, people who talk politics are going to be like, I don't know if you've heard about this. There's this guy for the Vikings and he got fired. And like that, this is going to become a bigger than sports conversation.
Yeah, this is, man, I just didn't think that a team would do this and also make it public that they, like, I just thought they would do it to for an excuse. In fact, I do think there's going to be players cut at the end of August because they're not vaccinated. That will be hey, we're at 85% if we keep this guy. We're not at 85% if we keep this guy. Get rid of that guy. They're not that important. This backup linebacker, this fifth wide receiver, this third string quarterback. I think that if you're at that 85 mark, but if you keep this guy and release that guy, you're not. I think that you will lose your job based off of that. But they'll just say, they won't say, well, we cut him because he's not, he doesn't have his shots, and this guy does. Like, I don't think that would have come out. But this one is like, we're firing because of the COVID vaccine.
I think information will probably come out quickly about this if we get any updates. But this is going to become a big, big story. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, FC Dallas is struggling. Let's talk with their head coach, Luchi Gonzalez, plus Masterpiece of the Week. All of it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is now time to turn our attention to the pitch with Luchi Gonzalez, head coach of FC Dallas, for the Luchi Gonzalez Show. Good afternoon, sir.
Guys, how are you?
Man, we're good. And I know usually we like to have fun and do some shenanigans and whatnot, but I get the sense that neither me nor the fan base nor you nor any of the FC Dallas players are in the mood for such things. Tell us about Wednesday night's game and how y'all can overcome these road struggles and struggles in general.
Yeah, three games on the road is not easy. And it's, you know, we traveled the day before, different than last year, so that's positive. But after the game, we travel immediately back to Dallas. So those are red-eye flights. We get back around, you know, 4 or 5 a.m. And not easy to just bounce back and recover from those. So we had three of those in a row. But, you know, every team's got this type of schedule. Every team's got these same challenges. So there's no excuses there. There's no victims here. It's the situation. And Yeah, like you said, you know, at home as well, we haven't capitalized on all of our opportunities. We've tied too many games at home. We haven't got a win yet away. So we know the challenge that's in front of us. We know the situation. It's very clear. And the moment for us now moving forward is really just focusing on the process and creating this kind of no fear, take risk mentality. Got nothing to lose. We need to not worry about what the table looks like or the season, just what the next moment is all about. Doing all right. It together. So I'm proud of the group just in their mentality to have a quick turnover and gain momentum and focus for tomorrow. We take a lot of pride for our fans at home. We appreciate all of our fans that have been really positive and giving us that extra lift and push, and we need that tomorrow.
When you express that to the team, because that makes a lot of sense to me as a vision going forward, in the aftermath of some of these games or maybe even at halftime, are you like a yeller, or how do you react to the team, or how does the team react in these moments?
It's a mix. Honestly, it's about the staff and even the players within themselves reading the group and the moment. And we had a positive first half against Colorado. We created the best chance, the two best chances of the half. And then we come out really flat in the second half, and we put motivational words together as a team, staff, players. And then we concede on a set piece. So we've got to now just understand that, hey, we could be down. Tomorrow we could be down 1-0. Is that going to change our plan? Is that going to change our attitude and our belief? It's a 90-minute game. We conceded that goal in a set piece. In the 47th, 48th minute, there's still 35 more minutes to play, 37 more minutes to play in the game. We have to respond quickly, move forward quickly. And I think that's the attitude we're going to need tomorrow. It's not just saying, oh, we need to have this perfect shutout. No, shutout would be great as an end product. But let's have a mentality that no matter what we face tomorrow in the adversity, it's a 90-minute game, and we must figure out how to win.
Now, I know guys like Hedges, Martinez, Acosta, like there are people maybe not available. Are you sticking with kind of do you anticipate staying with the same lineup or basic substitution patterns, or will that kind of be a game-by-game decision?
Yeah, obviously we do miss Matt very much. He's a captain and a leader, veteran player for us, who made a very positive impact in the short time with us. Unfortunate that he got injured, but as much as we miss them, and they're very important to us, we also had guys like Kosi step it up, Justin Che step it up, a young player, both young players getting their first MLS minutes and experiences in tough situations and responding and helping this team compete. So that's where I'll grab the positives in terms of those challenges. And that's only going to make us, when everybody's healthy, show more depth and more experience, spreading that experience amongst groups so that, because we need a full team to compete the best that we can.
Now, we've talked a lot about the people that y'all have had to loan out or either transferred out. I saw that, is it Kacer Gomes, do I have that right, that is now coming to y'all from another club?
Yeah, so Kacer Gomes is a young Portuguese player who's done really well with our second team. He plays center back, which is a position that we lack depth in right now because of injury. So he's earned this opportunity now to be with us in the first team. He hasn't been on a roster yet, but he's competing and being ready, showing readiness to, as a young player. He's born in 2000, and I think this is our first international signing out of our second team. So congrats to Kacer, and the team has welcomed him quickly, and he's earned it, and he's going to add to our depth.
All right. Well, I am appreciative of that. We've talked a lot about the players that y'all have had to send away, so obviously this is a better thing. All right. So you've got – it's the Galaxy that's up next. What else can you tell us going into that match?
We just played them last week. We're very familiar with them. They're familiar with us. They've also had some road games, and they've been – road warriors as well recently. So they've had almost the identical schedule as us. So I think it's going to be equal in terms of load and the amount of freshness they have in their roster versus ours. So yeah, we will be looking at a lineup with a few rotations, but also keeping the core, keeping the consistency, even despite the result, keeping some consistency in how we want to impose tomorrow. We're at home. Our fans, yeah. Our stadium, our fortress. We got to protect it with our life, and we want to leave it all on the field for the fans tomorrow. And we're excited for that opportunity.
I think you just really gave good insight on how important y'all are looking at getting that win against the Galaxy back home. FCDallas.com/stream if you want to watch it, or go out to Frisco, go to Toyota Stadium and see if you can help the team out. Thank you very much, Coach. Appreciate it. And obviously, we're very much wishing y'all best of luck tomorrow.
I appreciate that, guys. We need your positive thoughts. We need all there loud and with belief. And that's the 12th man for us. We want to do it together with them.
Thanks, Coach. We'll catch you next week.
Take care, guys.
Luchi Gonzalez right there with FC Dallas, and he mentioned the table where, unfortunately, they are last right now in the Western Conference. All right, if you need something that makes you happier, because I know FC Dallas, it's been tough. Maybe you can make your way out to Frisco and turn it around tomorrow. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
She said, list this.
What's happening, fellas?
Hello.
We don't have crosstalk next, so we can do all kinds of shenanigans here.
Oh, really? What if I told you I didn't have a lot of shenanigans?
Shut up.
Only serious?
I've heard this show.
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of shenanigans. Let me start with Kevin here. Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
What is my MO when somebody's not on the show?
You destroy them.
You know it. Let's start here. As Corey Majors, who's in Cleveland with his lovely family, shout out to them and much love.
Cleveland rocks, or now it's Cleveland guards.
Yeah. Corey's like, I just showed up for Cleveland for one day, and this is what happened.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah. He said this.
She was like, here, do you want to try it?
That's
like,
too heavy for
die.
You.
Dude.
That's too heavy for you.
Oh, you need a different.
Yeah, okay. Like I have a 12-pounder. It's too heavy for Adrian, but it's perfect for me.
Oh, my. I mean,
there's
if it
no weighed, way a 12 pounder is good for anybody.
Yeah, if that would, oh, you could never wear shorts.
Wait, what are you talking about?
His ding dong.
Oh, what do you think he was actually talking about?
Fish.
Oh, that's
he
probably
called a 12 pounder.
Yeah, exclusive.
She got. She did.
He was talking about weighted blankets.
Oh.
Oh, I thought there was something about fishing at one point in his life that I half listened to.
You should all listen to the thing. Golly. All right. That makes me sad.
Oh, that's...
That really makes me sad.
Oh, man. Look, okay.
You're supposed to be bringing us joy in this segment, Reggie. That made me sad.
I enjoyed it. It was funny. Let's move around. Kevin, I think it's your turn.
Okay.
You even referenced this earlier today because you knew it was coming.
So what if I either didn't clear the thing and fell backwards or fell all the way and the pole went all the way over and I got impaled on the pole? So I have lots of concerns about that. I regret the way I said that. See, it sounds like I died stripping. But like what I really, that's what it sounds like.
Oh, okay.
I meant for the pole vault. But it seriously, if you hear that, it sounds like I died stripping in that scenario, which is not what happened.
You sure?
Do guys strip clubs have poles? Do they do pole
That's
work?
That's a great point, because I don't think that
we
they
got
do.
A lot of lady tolos. If you've been to wherever.
I would guess that they don't, which is funny because, like, in theory, right?
Magic Mike didn't have a pole.
No, in theory, you would think that, like, they're the strong ones, but really it's, like, the women who are strong because them routines are crazy, man. That's crazy strength to be up there on that pole doing all that.
We'll get answers from our female tolos.
Yeah, help us out, ladies.
You would think if you're a male stripper and you're a firefighter male stripper that you'd want the pole, but you'd want to come down from like the second level down to the first level.
Is accuracy for actual how firehouses work important to you in the strip game? You're like, hold on. I'm a fireman. That's not right.
Is it called pole burn if you're a stripper and you get like your skin gets burned by it?
I bet we have a stripper that listens.
There's got to be one.
For sure.
At least. Please help us out. We need your expertise. I love this because when Mike gets on a roll, he really gets going.
Oh no, there's crap in my pants. What do I do?
That is one of your favorite expressions, especially for like role players and stuff in the NBA.
Yeah, I
or
think
the Mavericks in general.
Yeah, my grandfather used to always say it looks like he has crap in his pants and he doesn't want it to run down his leg. So I learned that one at a very early age when a guy runs slow. So I feel like crap in the pants just goes back to my early days of Grandpa Bassick pretty much saying crap in his pants a lot.
It's just so earnest. One more time.
Oh, no, there's crap in my pants. What do I do? Yeah, that's role players on the road. That's what I was talking about.
That's exactly what you're talking about. I can't. More Corey, because actually this was a Corey Mike cross up team up
collab.
Yeah, collaboration on this one.
Like whenever we did this, Mike, I was gonna ask you to describe like the how to do it in the Mike Bassett
the
way,
Heimlich maneuver.
I don't know, I'm an expert at it. I've been doing it for a long time now.
Is this going to go back to you being a sex expert, a sexpert, if you will?
No, according to Choppy, like, I mean, if you've had sex for 20 years or longer, you're a super expert at it. Like, there's no, like, denying you're one of the greatest sexers ever because Jerry's one of the greatest GMs ever because he's been doing it for such a long time.
We're getting some answers here.
I've done that because of teaching spin. I had to take the class. That's what I explained later on that clip.
From the 469, well, I don't want to say that because that'll cost me. Somebody said their wife is a former stripper and you would put lube on your thighs, all right?
Oh, okay.
From the 254.
That makes sense.
But wouldn't that make it more difficult to grip in the instances where you were gripping?
Sure.
But in your, because they hang upside down.
Yeah,
so.
Some of them do.
Have
some
you
of
been
them
to
sure
a strip club, Mike?
I have. I can't tell you the last time I went to one, though.
Okay.
It's been a long time.
From the 682, my
you didn't invite me to your strip club.
I did not
party.
Go. I did not go to a strip club from my non-existent bachelor party. From the 682, my fiance said they don't, and somebody else said from the 361, LeBaire does not have poles for the men to dance. That seems unfair.
Is that the male strip club?
Yes.
There has to be multiple.
I'm sure there
right?
are. I remember like LeBaire was the one that everybody knew.
Never heard of it. Interesting.
Yeah.
Sure again, Corey. What do you guys think about when he said this?
Daddy's got
to
go make
see
some
how
money.
The economy evolves.
Daddy's
got to
make some money.
Oh, is that what he tells Adrian?
That sounds like you're a male escort prostitute.
Oh no!
Right? When you say it that way.
Yeah.
But what was he actually talking about?
Oh crap! I don't remember.
Because it's not making. He doesn't make much money here.
Damn, Mike.
Talking
neither
about
do you.
A football lineman.
Oh yeah, it's because he was doing blocking drills while at the hospital while his wife was in labor, and they posted a video. She might have shot that video or at least set up the camera or the phone.
So outside of the four per people on this show, we had Kevin I almost called him Kevin Garnett, Kevin Gray.
This is the winner.
Who came in after the Mavs press conference where they introduced Nico Harrison and Jason Kidd.
This is something different, yeah.
Yeah, and he
we
happened
thought it would be
to
his
say
wrestling reaction.
Yeah. He happened to say this.
So whose meat do you use? What meat do you use?
Mark.
Wait, what?
He said, "Who's well?"
One more
play
time.
It again.
So whose meat do you use? What meat do you use?
Mark. He said, "Whose meat do you use?"
Oh, that sounded like the way sometimes when I listen to Spanish and I know some words, I'm like, slow that down so I can understand a few things.
Oh, yeah. I would like it if Reggie came to these with some slow-mo replays.
Y'all are asking for a lot here.
Next.
Oh, wow. Nothing for KG. Take that. Dang, I wish I had more for KG because now it's my time.
Oh,
I said this.
Nobody's going in my bedroom.
Okay.
If they're coming over. Did y'all came over to my house?
Yes.
If you need,
I'm actually upset I didn't go in your bedroom.
You didn't go. Well, it's probably smart.
Landmark yourself saying that. Reggie wants to go into Corey's bedroom.
I stand by my statement.
Okay. Well, that's where you're going to win.
Really?
Really? Wait, play it again so I can maybe vote for it.
Nobody's going in my bedroom.
Okay.
If they're coming over. Did y'all came over to my house?
Yes.
If you need,
I'm actually upset I didn't go in your bedroom.
You didn't go. Well, it's probably smart.
Landmark yourself saying that.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it. Especially
it's not as funny as I thought.
Especially when I have this right here ready to go.
So your shirt was...
My shirt was sweaty. His shirt was off. Well, damn it. That's unfortunate. Damn it. That was when I took the selfie of somebody shirtless in the gym locker room. And I knew immediately that I was just trying to tell the story. It was very unfortunate. You know what?
How many times have you won this? You haven't won much. Because I feel like I'm voting for that.
I still vote for Reggie.
Too bad you lose. You guys were sweaty.
You know
you
what
didn't
the winner
take your
is?
Shirt off yet.
So your shirt was...
My shirt was sweaty. His shirt was off. Well, that's unfortunate.
Just Corey showing his expertise. He walked you right into that one.
I'm voting for that. That's my vote. You can vote next, Kevin, if you'd like.
Your vote doesn't matter, Kevin.
I vote for Reggie.
That's how we do Masterpiece of the Week.
All right. Well, I guess I have won Masterpiece of the Week. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, what is your predicted Super Bowl matchup? Because we've got betting odds for every single option. If there's a team in the NFL that could play another team from the opposite conference, I know the betting odds that they'll be in the Super Bowl together. We'll do it next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Text us your Super Bowl matchup. I can give you predictions for it. D&M Leasing brings you what is normally our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation, but they are recording right now with Kelvin Joseph.
So
they will have him on their show today. Plus, we will hear from McCarthy, Dak, what you drinking, what you thinking. So all kinds of awesome stuff coming up on G-Bag. Roll home with them from 2 to 7. But yeah, so I found this like super intensive. It has the predicted odds for every single possible Super Bowl matchup. So I can tell you all about a specific Super Bowl matchup, or what do you think the matchup is going
to
be?
God, you know, it's amazing when you have to do this. I just feel like at this point, could the Cowboys get to the Super Bowl? I think they could because I don't see a dominant team in the NFC yet.
Even with Tampa?
I'm not. I can see that because obviously, look, Tom Brady, I know that he might be washed, and I think that they are going to obviously regress. And for some reason, I don't know why this is the first time I'm jumping on the bandwagon that Reggie Kavanaugh and Kevin Gray have had been going for 3 years now.
Welcome. Refreshments are on the side table.
Yeah, but I've kept saying this, but I will say if you make the playoffs, if Tampa Bay makes the playoffs, there's no other person I'd rather have than Tom Brady because I get sometimes the defense helps them win or sometimes the other team turns the ball over, you know, more or in a specific time that Tom Brady had nothing to do with. But it just seems like Tom Brady knows how to win playoff games. And I know that's not all up to him and defense or the other quarterback does something that helps him win the game and he had nothing to do with it. I won't pick Tampa Bay. I'll go out on a ledge in the NFC And I will say third-year quarterback, first overall pick, Kyler Murray leads the Arizona Cardinals to the Super Bowl.
Wow. Against?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
60-1 on your money. You can get 60-1 right now if you want to go Arizona versus Kansas City.
If this was like a wide open thing, let's just say all 32 teams and then they bracketed it up, there was no NFC and AFC, I think Buffalo's better than any team in the NFC. I think Baltimore is better than any team in the NFC. I think Tennessee is possibly better than any team in the NFC.
Wow.
I'm not certain on that.
I'm just throwing that out there.
There's not a lot of really good teams in the NFC now I look at least. And, of course, we are at the very beginning of camp.
And I think they're solid, right? I think if Aaron Rodgers were to play, that's a good team. I think Arizona's a good team. I think Seattle could possibly be a good team. I think Los Angeles could possibly be a good team.
That's where I'm at, is the Los Angeles Rams. Now, the big question there is, can they sustain that level of defense? They lost a few important starters, and maybe most importantly, they lost their defensive coordinator, who's now the head coach, I believe, in with the Chargers.
You got them against the Chiefs?
It's hard to say no, right? Like, the Chiefs have been really good, and there's not another team that jumps out as, like, definitely. Let's go Rams-Chiefs.
Rams-Chiefs is the second most likely on the board. I was shocked to see third most likely is 49ers versus Chiefs.
Yeah, I thought that. Like, that's a really good team outside of quarterback.
Just
quarterback matters a lot, particularly when you're talking about postseason play.
Can I ask you guys this question?
Just real quick.
Okay,
28-1 on your money. The most likely Super Bowl, Tampa versus Kansas City, 14-1.
That just doesn't happen, right?
I know. Look how far that gap is. 14-1 for Tampa versus Kansas City. Reggie's got the second one. 28-1 for Rams versus Kansas City.
Let me ask you guys this, and maybe I'm just too high on this player right now, but I've been investing pretty heavily in him before the season starts, is Justin Herbert. If you put the Los Angeles Chargers in the AFC West, and let's just say replace them with any team, I don't know, but you throw them in the AFC West, and the favorite, I guess, is San Francisco.
NFC West,
I'm sorry. And is San Francisco the favorite right now in that, or is LA the favorite?
San Francisco's a favorite.
All right, San Francisco's a favorite. And you put the LA Chargers in there. What do you guys think of Herbert if he wasn't in the West with Patrick Mahomes?
And I was just going to say, actually, it looks more like from a betting standpoint, the Rams the San Francisco Giants.
The LA.
The 49ers are pretty close.
Yeah.
I think that's a tougher division, honestly. I get he has the toughest standout.
Play, yeah.
I think he's better off being there because you only have that one to overthrow, whereas getting to the playoffs out of the NFC West has got to be a grind.
I guess,
man,
the tough thing is if you become a wild card team, which, look, the Bucks, the trend is, right, everybody says here in Dallas, because we like to think this way, and it did happen last year, just make the playoffs. And if you just make the playoffs, yet, you know, Tampa Bay was the first team to make the Super Bowl since the Colin Kaepernick year that they made the Super Bowl. And I believe it was the Ravens who actually were the wild card team. I can't remember which one it was. Ravens and 49ers was the last time that a wild card team made the Super Bowl.
Just to
In fact, 1 and 2 seeds were the ones that always made it.
Just to show that I really have all of the numbers, from the 817, can I get the Jets versus the Lions odd for the Super Bowl? Yes, you can. 3,750-1.
I'll put a dollar on that.
Somebody asked, I'll take that deal. Someone said, what about the Texans versus the Eagles? 3,250-1.
Should I just take $10 and put them on all the worst odds here?
You should. What do you think is the worst odds then? What is the most illogical, unlikely Super Bowl at 5,000-1?
Ooh, okay. Let's see.
Who's
terrible.
The,
I feel like the Jags have got to be one of these teams, right?
Incorrect.
Huh. Texans. Texans-Lions.
Oh, yeah.
Texans-Lions. 5,000-1. The Texans have the worst odds in the bottom three.
Right. Let me throw one out that I don't think is likely, but let's just homer it up here really big time.
All right.
Cowboys versus Bills. We have the rematch of when Cowboys were good at football.
You need to bet on that. 120-1. The Cowboys' most likely outcome, of course, is Cowboys versus Chiefs at 55-1. Cowboys-Bills, 120-1. Cowboys-Texans, 1,500-1. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
See you later.
Don't forget, TexasRangers.com/specials. You can get buy one, get one free tickets for their series against the Diamondbacks July 27th and 28th. So this next week, G-Bag is coming up next. Make sure you roll home with them. We will be back on Monday with Corey, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So make sure you tune in. KNC right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say sweaty shirts, Kevin.
Sweaty shirts.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.